This is a dictation for Eulalia Lingi, E-U-L-A-L-I-A-I-N-G, date of service 7-12-2022, date of birth is 5-27-1971, date of accident 3-20-2022. The history of presenting illness is as follows. Ms. Eulalia Lingi was involved in an automobile accident on 3-20-2022 as a resident driver, where her car was rear-ended on an intersection. This caused her symptoms of pain in the neck and lower back with pain in both the shoulders, with the radiation to the right arm and right thigh, posteriorly and laterally, and pain in both knees, both hips. Today she reports that her pain in the neck and both shoulders continues the same, and it is severe. And on a scale of 1 to 10, she reports that the pain in the shoulder is 8 or 9 on the right shoulder and 5 to 6 on the left. Lower back pain is 8. Elbow pain is reported on the right side around 6. Pain in the knee is lessened to 5 and 6. Patient reports that she has done the MRIs and she's taking all the medication. Plan of care, pain level varies from 9 to 10 and ADLs are affected 9 on a scale of 1 to 10. In the system review, patient reports that, relief, patient report 30% relief since the protocol of pain management started. She reports that in the ADL, sleep is affected 10 on a scale of 1 to 10 as of now, and work and general activity 9. Mood is affected 8, and walking ability is affected 6. Enjoyment of life is affected 8. In the system review, patient denies any headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision, blackout, seizures, loss of balance, loss of focus, or loss of memory. She suffers from difficulty sleeping, tension, anxiety, and panic. In the pain and numbness, patient suffers from neck stiffness, shoulder stiffness bilaterally, and lower back stiffness, as well as decreased range of motion of the shoulders. And patient has pain in the lower back, as well as into the right elbow. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, or any other finding. In the GU, no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports of improvement in the pain level, 30%. And there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ortran. And substance abuse, patient reports no abuse of substance. Compliance history, patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 149/127, pulse is 78, pulse oxygen is 99. The rest of the physical examination is the same from previous visit of 6-8-2022, dictation number 0608-092. Plan of care is to continue the treatment as before. And patient is provided with Celebrex 200 mg twice a day, with Flexeril 7.5 mg twice a day to relieve the pain, Lyrica 50 mg twice a day, and Wellbutrin 150 mg daily for anxiety and panic, Tramadol ER 100 mg twice a day for pain relief, Lidocaine patch and for topical pain relief, Ambien 5 mg for sleep. Physical therapy continues. The patient will continue 3 times per week for neck and the lower back and shoulder, and with traction and massage, while disability continues in the work and housework and transportation help. The patient is also referred to a psychologist to control the panic and PTSD. MRIs were done and they were reviewed, and they show that there is a herniated disc at C3-4 and C4-5 and C5-6, for which surgical epidural injections were advised. In the area of lumbar spine, bulging disc at L4-5 and a herniated disc at L5-S1 was reported. Patient was advised LESI. Patient declined to get any injection treatment. And in the right shoulder, there is a subacromio-deltoid bursitis and supraspinal tendinosis. Patient again was advised for injection in these two locations, but patient has declined. He's not interested in any injection except for the physical therapy. Thank you. If she changes her mind, we'll be more than happy to do that.